Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 ads and popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, but Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. Until minutes ago, I lived in darkness.
I meant to say seconds. They just turned the lights on. So good to see everybody. It's so much more helpful for me if I can see what I'm doing up here. Let me get my little prepared comments out and get this thing going. Are you guys ready? My name is Doug, and I love movies. A few of you got off the rails, but most of you were right on schedule. Coming to you once again from Helium Comedy Club on Sunday, September 8th, 2 Oceans 13. It's the 8th, right? Let me see your name tags, Philadelphia. There's a giant Corey with his giant fork. Her giant fork. Sorry, Corey. You know, movies, I assume all Coreys are men. Bob Roberts is a movie, and you wrote that on a piece of paper. Is that your actual name, Bob Roberts?
Depends who you're talking to.
Okay.
Bob Roberts.
This guy. Why did I start talking the most boring looking name tag? Like he would have something interesting to say. Like, look over there, a Doug's life. It's like a bug's life. And is your name Doug? Yeah, there you go. I didn't know if you were sucking up to me, which is not worth doing because I don't pick the name tags. What's this crazy goblet right in front of me?
It used to be a gumball machine,
and now it's something you're just holding up randomly. Look, I have a thing. Why don't you just fucking hold up your beer? That'd have a better chance of getting picked. I'm so mean. Shaun of the Dead, you didn't do shit to that because your name is Dead. I love a Darth Vader mask with just Tina taped on it. Like, he would have been a lot less threatening if he had a post-it that said Tina on his forehead. All right. Well, there's so many name tags. This is one of the best cities for name tags, or I should say areas, because a lot of you guys come in from other places. And thank you guys so much for participating and bringing the name tags. In Los Angeles, the name tags are getting very sparse, and it's disturbing to me. On September 17th, I'm doing a huge show there, amazing guests. And if there's only five people and they all have former gumball machines... I'm going to call myself the shithead at the end of that episode for giving them a free show almost every Tuesday. I'm not going to be there this Tuesday because I'm going to be in Yonkers, New York, interrupting Cabin Fever on its 10th anniversary at the Alamo Draft House. They've got booze there, I think, so come get shitty while I talk shit. And my other two shows in New York City are sold out, so come to Yonkers is what I'm trying to say. Great guests here in Philadelphia, as always, because you guys know probably what's going on today, because we've been talking about it at the Bethlehem show last night and on the radio. But in the prize bag, we have my two most recent CDs. Also, Doug Digs It, a copy of Up in the Air on DVD. I love Up in the Air. I love that movie, and it's not just because it has. Past and future guests Anna Kendrick and Zach Galifianakis in it. It's just a great movie. I mean, maybe I love it because I travel so much, so I keep waiting for Sam Elliott to sit next to me on a plane and just twirl his mustache and talk to me about what a great flyer I am. And we've got a book here that you guys are probably familiar with. Let's get my guests out here. Give a big, warm welcome to Graham Elwood, Preston and Steve, and Keith Moser.
Thank you.
It's very tight up here today, and I think it's mostly because my table is taking up so much room. So I'm just going to move that down a little bit, scooch down. Everybody can get a little bit more breathing room. I know how dudes love to sit as close as possible to each other. My pet peeve lately when I'm flying is when I'm on an aisle and there's a couple that sit in the middle and the window, they treat me like I'm some sort of, like I'm going to attack her or something, and they protect her by putting her in the window, and then her big stupid boyfriend's got his big stupid arms on me for the entire flight. I'm like, why can't you put Tiny next to me so I can enjoy this one for once? I don't know why I'm saying that. I'm just sick of it. Am I right, Graham Elwood?
Yes, you are. I'm doing a selfie.
Graham's big pet peeve when we're flying is the person that's sitting behind you that has to use your chair to get up out of their chair.
How the fuck hard is this move? Look what I'm doing. No hands. Stand up. Boom. Press it up. Bam. You don't have to do this fucking... The fuck off my thing. It's not a goddamn jungle gym.
Get the fuck off my thing. So articulate.
I went to college. Hey. What? State school.
Let's get this out of the way right away, Graham. You know, you always have a ton of plugs. Let's just do it. Let's just do it right now. LA Podfest is almost upon us.
Yes, we're 1 month away, October 4th through 6th. We have someone wearing a Podfest shirt in the front row. I think you were there last year. You're coming again this year. Yeah, go to lapodfest.com. And
million podcasts over one weekend in one hotel. Yeah. You really, truly get to mingle with everyone. Like, you can go up to Marc Maron and go, what's your problem?
Yeah.
And...
Why are you such a weirdo? Just walk up to Jimmy Pardo and go, bag of corn, friend. Like, you can do whatever you want. Yeah. And we're having a closing night party that's sponsored by MailChimp. That's going to be free food and drinks. We're having live band karaoke. Oh, shit. You heard that right. I will be
singing
Bon Jovi.
Graham is
going to
be singing some Bon Jovi for
yes.
sure.
There will be a wanted
I want you dead, not alive. And
my band, The Whistling Banes.
Oh, no.
Brilliant.
Yeah. So
come out to LA Podfest, and I just had an idea. It's probably too late now, but next year, Preston and Steve should come out and do their podcast.
Yes, you should.
Yes, you should. Absolutely.
Yeah. Because Preston Elliott and Steve Morrison are here, you guys.
Thank you.
They are back. From their very wildly popular here in Philadelphia show, Preston and Steve, on WMMR every morning, weekday mornings, you know, let's not get crazy.
Yeah.
They, no, you guys have to work every morning from now on.
Right, yeah.
Last time we did the show here, you guys were not on. Casey from your show was on.
Yeah. And
Casey boy.
Did he do a good job? We heard he did a great job.
Yeah, he did a great job. Yeah. He'll never be back, but he was good.
By the way, when I tell him that, he's going to slit his wrist.
Oh, my God. No.
He's got the shakiest.
Won't handle it.
No, he's a great guy. It was a great show. I mean, you know, what are you going to do? When Bert Kreischer's around, there's, you know, this all the oxygen is gone. Casey was just sucking at the air, hoping to get out anything. And but he was great. And another guy on your show, Nick,
yeah,
whose last name is Llewellyn?
McElwain.
Llewellyn?
McElwain.
Okay.
Except in my phone, I never knew how to spell it, so it comes up Nick McWhat the fuck.
Autocorrect.
You've been
so
waiting to say
dirty.
That on your show for years.
And I can't.
And now you can finally swear.
I sort of say it.
But anyway, that's the thing is, my point of my story is I don't know his last name, never have. It's always just Nick from Preston and Steve. I barely know Preston and Steve's last names. So when I said his name, I was like, Nick McElwain is a shithead. I was like, who's that? Who cares? Must be somebody's buddy or something. Because if I'd have known that it was that Nick, I would have said, hey, come on, he's not so bad. And but I want you to tell him on Monday that, like, the next time we come through town, because we like to switch it up, you know?
Sure.
We should have Nick on next time.
Absolutely. He'd love to.
He's a good guest.
He's actually very jealous.
Yeah, he's been on Comedy Film Nerds.
Yep.
Yeah. All right, cool.
That's about that.
And Keith Moser is here, you guys. And
a lot of Moser fans here tonight? The Moser Army is here?
People are into the Mos, man. And you defeated Graham Elwood last night quite handily.
Easy, quite handily.
Well,
it was open water, and it was. He said zero names because no one knows the two actors in that movie.
But I'm sure the actors' parents know their names.
Barely. But I don't know.
I think their parents
are
both
dead. They died in that movie.
Yeah.
But
their parents are probably like, I don't want to watch that shark film.
So they don't even know the name of the movie that their kids were in.
Yeah. Shark film.
Shark film.
That's what they should have called it. It would have made another $2-3 million.
Fuck yeah. Would have sold out.
Yeah.
Release
it at Shark Week.
Huh? There was a sequel to that.
Opener Water.
And I think the idea was everyone, the sailboat goes out, and everyone goes for a dip, not realizing that someone should probably stay on the boat. And that's how they all end up getting stranded in the water, and that's how they die. Have you seen it?
No. What's it called?
Open Water 2. That's what it said, and I...
And now that we know the ending,
this probably pertains to number one.
Open Water 2, colon, what the fuck?
Yeah. Dude, you were supposed to stay on the fucking boat.
Lessons... Open Water 2, colon, lessons not learned.
I kid you not, though. I think that's the... correct me if I'm wrong, but I think that's the plot. They all get into the water not realizing someone should be there.
Well, it has to be more people. Yeah, with a sequel, it has to be more people. Like Human Centipede, they added a couple people for the sequel. You know, it's got to be bigger.
I think you're right. Yeah.
More disgusting. And, but so... So Keith beat Graham by, but you know, he controlled the board, basically. He picked Roe versus Wade, which is movies with one or more people stranded at sea. And then, yeah, everyone had a good laugh over that, because there's nothing funnier than abortion. And...
And it's always funny.
It's always hilarious. Have you been to the clinics? Oh,
we got to do a DLM at the clinics. We got to do it. It's going to be so funny.
They would love it. Totally take their mind off of it, except for this category. And so
I don't think this podcast would take their mind off of that event.
He picked the category, he picked the year, and then so he narrowed it down. You knew it was Open Water.
I was hoping, and I knew it was early 2000s, and the description, the cinematographer, director, writer.
Yeah, and Leonard only listed two names, so...
Plus, there was a huge disparity. There was like 1944, 1990, and then 2004. So if it was like 2002 and 2004, there might be like, which... Then you weren't sure if it was Open Water, but 90 was clearly what? Joe versus the Volcano.
I swear to God, you two guys are the only fucking people on the planet that would have narrowed that down to Open Water based on clues like his wife did this, also worked on it and filmed it. Like, it was, you guys really honed in. Like, you really both are very familiar with that small independent movie.
Right. I really wanted to be here, Doug. Yeah.
He fought for it.
But you had heard Roe versus Wade as a category on the show before, right?
Yeah.
And so you already started running through your head movies where that happens.
Kind of, yeah. I figured Open Water was the only one that really came to mind. I don't know.
Oh, there's more. There was one in 1944.
I remember. And one in 1990. I don't know.
Yeah, well, they'll be back, because I can't throw out that category, because it gets such a huge laugh every time I say it. And that's what we're here for, is for the comedy. But Keith brought some prizes for tonight. Would you like to describe them?
Sure, yeah. I brought William and Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet, Music Edition by Baz Luhrmann. Fantastic movie.
What does that mean, Music Edition?
It has like some special features, I think, I saw on the back.
Keep this?
Sure, yeah.
I'm going to hang on to this one.
This is for the audience.
This one's not going in the bag.
That's messed up.
You watch it, review it, and give it away in L.A.
That's a good plan. Yeah. I'll watch it and give it away, because there's no reason for it to sit on a shelf.
Speaking of sitting on shelf, I found this Blockbuster all-time favorite movies and music.
What does that even mean? Blockbuster, the store.
The store that used to exist in the 1990s put out this book.
Thank God that the books still exist.
It probably has a copyright of like 2000, so there's no recent movies in there, but I was looking at it when I brought it down. It seems like a fun Leonard Maltin type game, but no stars.
But it's the most pointless guide, because
Blockbuster was the most pointless store.
Yeah, but they don't take an opinion about anything. They just list a few actors and then the director.
Like, these are favorites, so there's no
favorites. So they're all favorites. Boys on the Side. What a great movie. What a fantastic tale of actresses that are on the side on the side of the boys. Doesn't someone get violently hit with a baseball bat in that movie? I think so.
Boys on the Side?
Yeah, I think so. I think there's a serious beating in that movie.
I don't know.
I could be making it up.
Are you thinking of Boys Don't Cry?
No, that wasn't with a bat. That was just more sexual abuse,
sexual,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they tore her clothes off and laughed at her genitalia.
Right, yeah.
I mean his clothes. So, what else you got?
I just have these stickers. I'm in an improv group up in Bethlehem called 4AM in Thailand, so I figured I'd plug them on the podcast.
Stickers that say 4AM in Thailand, yeah.
We're on Facebook and Twitter, so if you want to follow us, that'd be awesome.
Whoever wins today, there's five of them. Your goal is to stick them on walls all over downtown Philadelphia and really get the word out about 4AM in Thailand.
Yeah. It makes you think. You don't even know. The sticker's pointless, but have fun. Have fun with them.
All right. Well, it turns out usually when we let an audience member come on the show, they're very quiet and polite.
And
we got ourselves a loquacious motherfucker.
You have to commend him. He's going for it, you know?
Yeah, no, he's completely...
He's got a shot.
He's doing exactly what I would want him to
do,
which is be himself.
Yeah.
So I see you guys holding some prizes too. Steve, what's in your swag bag?
They are pretty shitty prizes.
Oh, they're horrible.
Yeah.
Horrible.
I'm amazed. Actually, this is pretty good. It's continuing the tradition of self-promotion. This is a t-shirt, MMR 45th anniversary t-shirt.
Yep, so hence the cool little 45 doohickey in the middle.
That is pretty good. It's from our...
I love WMMR, because we were listening to it last night in the car on the way home. Who is that guy, deep voice guy, that's always reminding people of what
what, that you're listening to WMMR?
Jackson.
Yeah. That guy's got the greatest voice ever.
And it's just like,
I think in some shifts, they don't even have a DJ. It's just he comes in every once in a while and reminds you that you're listening to WMMR.
Right.
But it's always just, I just love the way it's WMMR. Like, it's so deep and so...
93.3 WMMR.
Yeah. There is a dude who just images the station. Is that what you're talking about?
What?
An actual DJ.
No,
that's what I'm saying, is he's just the image... Imaging, is that what you call it?
Imaging, yeah.
The guy who just does that. But they use him a lot in the later hours. I know you're not up because you have a show the next morning.
Yeah, we get up early.
Yeah.
But yeah, the ballsy dude is pretty impressive. So these are Preston and Steve boy shorts.
I don't like that they... Oh, I see. They're four girls, boy shorts.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
That's who they're really for.
Oh, I thought like dudes would wear those. No?
Yeah, no.
Some dudes wear them, I think.
You know what? I think... You should model them right now.
Graham! Because
podcast listeners love a good underwear over the pants gag more than anybody.
Wow, very nice.
Look at that.
Wow.
That is...
pink and precious.
You know what? I think we need a twerking demonstration.
That would really take our minds off of Syria if you would just...
Oh, shit.
All right, President...
So he's going to leave him on the whole show.
Yeah.
Hopefully it won't, like you won't be bad at the Leonard Maltin game because all your blood supply is being cut off. And then you'll take him off and give him away to a lucky audience member at the...
Yes, absolutely.
At the end of the show.
Yeah, and I'm already breaking in a camel toe, so we're doing a great job.
President Steve's chick magnet.
Chick magnet, that makes sense. It's a magnet with a chick
on it. This I don't get. I mean, God bless you, and it's wonderful. There are loads of attractive women in this calendar, but it's the end of the fucking year. So.
Yep.
We still got three more months. Let's see what they have in store for themselves. Oh, look at October. She's like, this shirt might come off. We'll see. Oh, wow, there it's like so wet that it doesn't matter that there's a shirt. This is a girl that thinks that people want to see the same pose twice. And I'm not going to name names, though. November. And, December, that'll warm you up. And then there's a lovely montage of a bunch of girls at the end. And, like, this is great to have.
It's not bad, right?
Why don't you guys, we'll get your signatures on it.
That'll make it more of a
keepsake.
And then a bumper sticker. And then
a bumper sticker and some other crap.
Bizarrely, I have the Beatles Rock Band video game. Which, does anybody still play this shit? So you can take this, you can take it to your local GameStop and trade it in for something else if you want, but... Did you know that you can? But open it. Make sure you open it because they won't take it if you don't open it. If you take it in, that it's pre-sealed, they will not buy it.
Because they think
you
stole it and returned it.
I don't know. But
what do you mean you don't know? Sounds like personal experience is coming into play here, Preston.
And then, hold on. Then I have this shirt.
River Valley Vocal Band.
Yeah, Doug, this is... This is from our fake folk vocal group that we have on the Preston and Steve show.
That's a real vocal band, yes.
All right, so those are the goodies.
By the way, we were taught our vocal lessons from none other than Justin Guarini.
Yes. And I heard that band's original name was a Slidey Wind.
A Slidey Wind.
Where's that plastic bag that all this stuff was in? I need that still.
Okay, here.
Yeah.
You got it. If people who don't live in
Philly... Is it running off to star in American Beauty 2?
Doug looks for floating bags just to make that joke. Like, he drives around town hoping to see that.
It's just
Have you seen there's a short film that's about a plastic bag that is narrated from the point of view of a plastic bag. And that Sharpie's gone forever. It's from the point of view of a plastic bag, and it's the voice is Werner Herzog.
Really? The director?
Yeah. So look that up on the internet. It's like 20 minutes long, but it's all about this sad, lonely bag just going, you know... And then I was on the beach. And a delightful young woman came along.
Would it be okay if I watched that while I drove back to Bethlehem tonight? Would Werner Herzog be okay with me watching a video while driving?
No, you know how he feels about texting while driving.
But I'm not texting. I'm just
it's
watching
the
video.
It's in the same category, dude. Same thing. And also, Graham Elwood brought a copy of Comedy Film Nerds, the book. The novelization.
The novelization of our podcast. That's all it is. It's just transcripts of Chris and I arguing
Chris
about
and
tree
Graham
life.
Were a little grouchy when they walked into the garage that morning. Great prizes. Somebody's going to win.
Oh, no,
all.
They're not. So yeah. You guys have good prizes. Ours suck, but the t-shirt's okay.
Hey, if someone doesn't live in Philly, how can they listen to your guys' podcast?
Well, on the internet. They can do that.
Okay. You're very good at self-promotion.
Yeah.
I don't know. Hope you have electricity. Thanks, guys.
I just hop on the internet, use your computers, various other. It's PresidentSteve.com. You can get it. WMMR.com.
Yep.
And we're on iTunes along with you guys right
Sweet.
There. And
right
thankfully, we do very good numbers with the podcast.
Outstanding.
A lot and about. And thanks to you guys, especially. It's awesome.
Come on.
Thank you. I had so much fun playing that game when we were at Hershey Park where you put a bunch of candy in my mouth. And then I had to say what everything was. And I would get 2 out of 3 every time. There's always a third rogue candy that was so new. Because I'm not really like a candy aficionado as much now.
Oh, no. You kicked ass. To have that amount of candy in your mouth and you reeled them off. And not only... If you weren't exactly on, you were on at least a similar candy name. So it was uncanny.
I just thought of an interesting porn version of that game. Where you get 3 actors and an actress who's worked with all of them.
Yeah.
You don't tell her who they are. She puts on a blindfold. And then things get disgusting. I don't want to talk about
and
it.
And one
anymore.
Of them could be Charleston Chew. It'd be great. Right?
Yeah.
He's a Charleston Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh my God, we're so far behind schedule already. I always love to ask all the guests what they've seen lately. I hate to skip that part of the show, so let's just very briefly go into have you been to the movies lately, Keith Moser?
Unfortunately, no.
Okay, moving on to the next. You'll get another chance. Yeah, have some water. Rehydrate. Get ready to get back in the game. Steve?
Yeah, so all the summer movies, the big blockbusters, and I don't know, maybe you'll hate me for this, but I still love Pacific Rim. I thought that was fucking awesome. Yeah.
You go so far as say favorite of the summer?
Yeah, believe it or not, it was the one that made me feel the most childlike, and it was awesome. I thought Superman was good; could have been better.
When you were watching Pacific Rim, you were like crying and shitting your pants.
Absolutely.
I think it was just sucking on a boot.
I walked in shitting my pants.
That movie made me feel like a baby.
Yeah, I was nursing for the second half. No, it was.
That's why you loved it so much.
It was awesome. It was awesome.
What about you, Preston?
I saw only a couple of movies this year. I saw Star Trek Into Darkness, which I loved. J.J. Abrams. I'm so happy that he brought that franchise back around. And I don't know if I liked it as much as the first one, but I definitely
Well, that's what, through the whole thing, I was kind of like, well, maybe the next one will be, you know, like, I didn't hate it, but I was also like, maybe the next one will be more, like just the fact that they're just going to keep making them makes me happy.
Agreed. Yeah, agreed, me too. Yeah. And then I got dragged to The Heat, that Sandra Bullock, and that should be actually in Roe versus Wade, because that was an hour and a half abortion that I had to sit through. I thought.
Well, Preston and Steve in the mornings, you guys. WMMR.
The category isn't abortions. The category is people stranded at sea.
Uh-huh.
Which I'm pretty sure does not happen in The Heat.
Thanks for the clarification on that.
You didn't like the part where they danced?
Oh, I didn't like... Oh, God, the whole fucking thing, man. I was just...
That's the first negative thing I've heard about that movie, to be honest with you. Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was predictable. And Melissa McCarthy, God bless her, she's really talented. But I think the foul-mouthed character.
They're making her work too hard now.
Yeah, been beaten into the ground. So, I mean,
we could get a lot of her very, very quickly, but, you know, Identity Thief, which is, by all accounts, a much, much worse film, like a horrible film, that came first, you know, so maybe, you know, that's part of the burnout that's been happening.
Yeah. She needs to extend a resume. Perhaps she should have played Daisy in Great Gatsby. Would that have been nice?
Perfect.
That would have been so fucking great. She'd be like, Gatsby, who's Gatsby? I want to punch fuck him.
They said punch fuck back in that day.
23 Skidoo, punch fuck.
I'm just saying that's the kind of thing she says in every movie. Graham, what about you?
My favorite movie this summer was The Heat.
I thought it was like a beautiful child being born. I thought it was like, it was just gorgeous.
That was also my favorite temperature of the summer.
Yeah. I actually just saw a movie called Ip Man, The Final Fight, which if you like those Ip Man movies, Ip Man is the guy who trained Bruce Lee. It's awesome martial art film. It's very hard to find. It's VOD and stuff. Check that out. I like promoting that. Yeah.
Oh, I left out my favorite movie, which was the greatest movie ever rolled.
Look
at this guy.
I was about to time's up, fucker, but then... I was going to cut you off with this. Oh, and also...
Speaking of abortions...
What? That makes no sense.
That was fun. It didn't make it in the movie, but one day we went with a bullhorn and just hung out outside a clinic, and
wow,
just said you're within your rights a lot. A lot of stuff like it's still legal.
Your body, you get to choose.
Yeah, we weren't in which Dakota is it? We were in neither of the Dakotas, so we didn't have. Yeah. Didn't have to worry about that.
There should only be one Dakota. They each get two senators. They should call it the Dakota, and they get a fucking mayor.
And John Lennon will get shot outside of it.
Yeah.
Nice. It's a very specific reference. So
I got it.
Now it's time for a segment I like to call Love, Hate, Like, Hate, Like. Yeah. People love, hate, like it. I'm going to name a person involved in motion pictures, and then we're going to go down the line, each of you, in order. We'll go through each of these, love, hate, like, and hate like, starting with love, because that's the best place to start. You're all going to just name movies from this person that... and you can't look them up on the internet.
Yeah. I need to see the list of movies.
Put your phone away. Graham was so angered last night when the first contestant, Zach, in Bethlehem, spelled with all E's.
Not the way I spell it. Hey.
Graham spelled it with an A on Twitter and got so much shit for it.
I was one of those shit givers.
Yeah, there you go. And
you shit giver.
I prefer caregivers, but over shit givers. But what was the point of the story? Oh, this guy, that guy Zach, when he asked Graham to name the movie, he goes, "Name it, bitch." And Graham had never heard Chris Evans famously say, you know, Captain America famously said on this show to Leonard Maltin, "Name it, bitch," which was like humorous in its inappropriateness. But then this guy was just like, "Name it, bitch," and I was like, and Graham was just like, "Who are you calling a bitch?" Like he had no idea that it was a quote.
Well, didn't matter because I beat him.
Yeah, you beat that bitch.
Yeah, suck it. How about that?
Speaking of bitches, Riddick is the number one movie in the country.
Oh!
It's the number one movie in the country right now.
Oh.
I mean, I don't know how many bitches are in it, but I know how much I love Vinny D.
So Pitch Black is like the Before Midnight of franchises? Is that what this? Every 7 years, there's a goddamn weird, why are they remaking this?
Well, this time it was because last time they fucked up and put Judi Dench in it. And so this one's Dench-free. And also more violent, supposedly. Oh. Like they tried to go PG-13 the last time, and this time they're like, fuck it, let's go R. But I haven't seen it. Probably never will. But I have seen a lot of Vincent Q. Diesel movies. And I'm just guessing on the middle initial. So I play this game too, but I can let you guys all go first. So we're going to start with Keith. What's a Vin Diesel movie that you love? And you can pass once.
I'm going to pass.
He passes. He does not love. He has no love.
There's no
for Vincent Diesel movies.
Not say that I remember. If I was looking at a list, maybe I'd be able to think of one.
Oh, well, when I say the one I'm thinking of, you'll agree with me.
Yeah.
Probably.
But what about you, Steve?
A movie I love?
Yeah, that has Vincent Diesel
Saving
in it.
Saving Private Ryan.
Yeah. Yeah.
Caparzo, right? Doesn't he play Caparzo? Yeah.
It's a great movie, and I have a little issue with the bookend parts. I always think that it shouldn't have the flash forward.
Really?
Flash
you don't like that? That doesn't work for you?
It's emotional. I know that, but but I just think it's such a great movie, you know, that they didn't need it.
They didn't need it? Okay.
I don't think. I mean, you know, Schindler's List, sure, put the rocks on the thing, but...
That's how you sum up Schindler's List. Put the rocks on the thing.
Private Ryan was not a real person.
I know.
It's not a real thing that happened. Yeah. I mean, the war was certainly real. But, you know.
Do you think that was Spielberg's direction? Put the rocks on the thing.
Steve, it's just something they were doing, and he filmed it. He didn't have to tell them to do that.
Hey, what's with the fucking rocks?
All right, everybody, make sure all the extras get a goddamn rock. Yeah. Line them up.
I hate to tell you, you're going to have to clean them off, man. You don't know what the fuck that is.
Preston, save us from this conversation.
The only Vin Diesel movie that I love would be Saving Private Ryan. That's what I was thinking, too, so I got to piggyback on that. Yep.
See what Graham has over here.
The one that I love, I'm forgetting the title, but Sidney Lumet directed it. It's based on a true story of a mob guy that defended himself. It's like...
Yeah.
What's that?
Find Me Guilty.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Vin Diesel has full head of hair. There's no necromongers in it. It's it's really good.
My love Vin Diesel movie is an animated film called The Iron Giant.
Yeah. Oh, he's great in that. He's great in that.
Now, do you want to change your mind?
Unfortunately, it's on my Netflix queue. I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, dude, you're going to love it.
I've heard great things, but I haven't seen it yet.
So good. Yeah, so that's mine. Brad Bird is one of the few filmmakers that has done no wrong to me. Like, I've loved everything he does, and I wish he would make more things, because he's great. Hate. What do you hate? You gotta hate something, Scott.
Yeah, there's so much.
Scott. You gotta be hate calling being called Scott. Or Keith, Zach. What do you hate?
The Pacifier. I saw, like, 30 minutes of that, and I just couldn't last.
That was written by a friend of mine.
I'm sorry.
No, he knows it sucks, too. It was Tom Lennon, and my friend might be stretching it, but I know him. And yeah, he wrote that, and oof, it's rough.
It probably made a lot of money for him, like his book says, so I mean, props to him. It's a good family film, but I just hated it.
I was watching Taxi yesterday that he also wrote with Robert Ben-Gurion, and I was like, oh, well, there is a movie that they've written that turned out worse than The Pacifier. That movie's just crazy. I mean, I watched the whole thing, though, so I guess there must have been something good about it. Steve?
I hate the original Fast and Furious. I find it very annoying, and I like some of the later ones, just because they're over the top, but it just annoys the fuck out of me.
That's a polarizing opinion.
Yes.
Good luck keeping your radio show.
I know I went out on a limb with that one, but I have to.
You just got fast fucked. Nobody talks that way about those movies.
Gotta be true to me.
Preston, just stay away from those Fast and Five movies.
All right, Triple X. I thought was a pretty lame movie.
Yeah, I
didn't like that one.
It was so lame. They were like, let's get a black guy to fill in.
Yeah, it was. There was so much forced crap in it, and then some of the lines were really, really cheesy. And
like, it's amazing that there's a sequel that Vin Diesel didn't sign on for.
Yeah,
exactly.
And when are they going to do Pacifier 2?
Ask your friend.
I don't think he's going to write it.
Yeah.
He's writing his own stuff. Hellbaby's doing quite well on video on demand. Graham, what do you got?
I would probably have to say, even though I haven't seen it, is Riddick. I just hate that it exists.
Did you see Chronicles of Riddick?
Yeah, that's the movie I love. That's a movie I hate to love or whatever.
We'll get there. What do you just like? Is there one you just like, or do you want to pass on that one, Scott Keith?
There's not been a lot of movies said yet, so I don't know without...
Did we talk backstage about how I wanted to show the audience your name tag, and we decided that that's what we were going to do, and then you came out here without it?
But you were talking about the name tags. I didn't know. I'll go grab it for this.
I just wanted to show everybody the work that you did, and I also wanted to get rid of you for a little bit.
I'll go. I'll knock my glass over and go.
Is there one that you like, just like?
That I just like?
Mm-hmm.
Pitch Black. Yeah. Pitch Black is one that I
think... Wasn't terrible, right?
It has some good moments. I think, there are certainly things to recommend. Not a great movie, but pretty good.
Yeah, Steve Steele and mine, I was thinking the exact same thing.
Yeah.
I thought Pitch Black was a decent sci-fi flick, and the Riddick character in the beginning, kind of that's where it caught on. Then the video game came out, I think.
The video games are actually better than any of the movies.
Yeah.
Riddick Escape from Butcher Bay is a motherfucker. It's great. And the plot is really, really good. Better than the game. Better than the movies.
Yep.
Graham?
I like Fast Six. I mean, I the movie is brilliant.
Five was better than six.
No.
Really?
I'm sorry. Does five have a runway that's 12 minutes and 45 seconds long?
Six is more fun for you to talk about and make fun of.
Fast Six is goddamn genius. Like, The Rock wears one shirt throughout the whole movie. He's holding envelopes and flexing. He walks into the room and goes, "Lock it down," and no one moves.
Nothing's happening. There's no reason to lock anything down. Like, you could just say, "Could you close that door?"
Yeah. Like, people are working, and everyone just kind of looks over their shoulder, and they're like, huh? Lock it down!
I wish that character would just yell that every room he walks into.
Anywhere. Like, sir, would you like an apple? Lock it down! Like, everywhere. And Vin Diesel's got the greatest acting job on the planet.
Yeah, he's got two of them now. I mean, I don't know if there'll be more Riddick movies.
He just walks around, family.
And then he runs up some steps.
I
I very, very, very much like Saving Private Ryan. So that's my like. And then what do you hate to like, if anything?
I think I have something. Was it Fast Five when he came back to the series and The Rock was introduced?
Yeah.
And yeah, with like the bank and the vault scrolling down the...
Sure.
Thing. Fun. That was
that was the one where clearly innocent civilians that had nothing to do with their schemes and robberies and fast cars were getting murdered, and they're just all like more concerned about themselves and their quote unquote family. Yeah, you're supposedly rooting for them as
people that are killing
police officers that are just doing their job. A giant safe is smashing into their car and ruining their lives and the lives of their families.
Hey, shouldn't have been on the street that day, asshole.
Yeah. Protect and serve. Why don't you fucking stay home?
Yeah. You signed up for this gig, bitch. So maybe you take a couple of Fast Fives right in the bean.
I'm trying to think of what group of people is going to be more upset by this show today. I guess law enforcement probably doesn't even listen to this show, but I respect them sometimes.
I respect
when they're not frisking me. I respect them. What do you got for your? You hate that you like it.
I think it's called the knock.
Use your microphone,
knock
voice.
The Knock Around Guys.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. You guys familiar with that?
Yeah.
It's the unofficial sequel to Iron Giant.
Yeah.
it's quirky. It's fun. It's not too bad.
And Preston, what do you think?
The original Fast and Furious. I it's a cheesy movie, but something about it that I like. I mean, if you want the fast girls or hot chicks and
whatever,
hot chicks whatever. And fast cars. But I tell you what, the moment that I absolutely cringe the most in that movie is Michelle Rodriguez is about to race this guy, and he's revving the engine, and with each rev, he puckers his lips at her. Oh my God, it is absolutely. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, but I'm
like he's blowing
do it.
Kisses at her. Yeah.
You're getting turned on.
Oh.
He probably also says Chica at some point. Seems like a good nickname for her.
Yeah.
I heard she got a DUI while shooting that scene.
While shooting that scene?
Yeah.
Wow.
Graham, what's yours? Let's close this out.
Mine is actually Knock Around Guys, too.
Oh, okay. There was a sequel already?
Yeah. The second one where John Malkovich flies him to a different small town in the Midwest to fight for mob money or whatever they do.
It was knocking two, still knocking.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, still knocking. Exactly. And the movie poster is them like all fist bumping.
Still knocking, knock around, guys. I'm gonna fight you in the mob money.
My hate that I like it is of course Fast Five, and this has been Love Hate Like Hate Like. Let's, before we pick name tags, show them your name tag. Look at this thing, you guys. It's Keith David minus David Keith. Did I get the order right?
Plus
Keith, I mean,
plus.
But Keith David is first. I always get their names mixed up, and he's David Keith.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
I think David Keith is the white one.
Yeah, the white one's David Keith. And so it's plus David Keith plus Keith David minus two, the statue of David's, divided by two equals, and then you found some weird-ass movie that's just called Keith that I've never heard of, starring Jesse McCartney and Elizabeth Hanois. Yeah, but that's his name tag.
Clever.
Signed by Graham Elwood and Doug Benson.
Nicely done.
You gotta love long form math. It's exciting.
The reason I wanted to keep this Romeo and Juliet thing is because I worked on a thing for MTV where they interviewed Claire Danes and Leonardo DiCaprio, and I got to write like questions and sit there and watch them get interviewed by somebody that wasn't me, and I'm thinking that might be on here, and I want to see it again. Good story, Doug. You know the Eagles are going to be playing in about 24 hours, so you need to. There's no reason to drag this out. Do you think De Niro still sits around rooting for them in character?
I think so, yeah.
Can't let some of those things go.
In the method, right?
Yeah. Now is the time in the show when I say, let the games begin! Gentlemen and Graham Elwood, pick your name tags.
All right.
And we will be right back. And we're back!
Yay!
We're back and making a vine. Keith, show me your name tag and describe it to the listeners.
This is a big The Criterion Collection. This is Spinal Cat, and there's some cat faces on the heads of the members of the band.
That's well done. And and the person's name is Cat?
I'm hoping so.
Catherine? Catherine? Okay. Cat. Oh, that's your name? Just straight up Cat?
All right.
Good for you.
Shh. Easy. Easy, Cat.
Quiet. I'm making a vine. All right, Steve, what is this thing? What's this about?
I am a huge fan of the movie Blackula, and this is Leilani. Is that Leilani is Blackula, and it's simple to the point, but I can't help it. I'm a Blackula fan, so it wins.
There you go.
Absolutely.
From out of the night comes a bloodsucker.
Right.
Deadlier than Dracula. How are you deadlier than Dracula? Like,
he's more badass.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's Blackula. Mm.
Do you remember the story? How he became? He was an African prince who was bitten by Dracula because of his hubris, whatever the hell that means.
That's the best way to become Blackula, because I'm sure that, like in the case of Dracula, that was his name.
Yeah.
But in the case of Blackula, he had a reason to coin himself with that name.
Yeah.
So when Dracula bit him, you know, lightning struck.
Yes. And then, He'd already created a
lightning struck, because that's a documentary. And
he got a movie career out of it. And Preston...
I like this.
Has a giant P.
It's a giant
got
P.
A P.
Greatest letter in the alphabet.
Preston
thank you very
has
much.
A G.
All right, so this thing is about, it was about 18 inches high or something like that. This had to have come from a business of some sort. Where did you steal this?
Yeah.
What?
That's the first letter of a pizza sign.
Pizza.
Oh. Pizza sign. Nice.
P is for pizza. That's good enough for me.
So all this right. is Pat's P.
Good job.
Yep.
And now finally, what the fuck is Grant... What is that? It's a weird monkey with a crown and
it's a princess monkey. It's Glinda?
Glinda.
Oh, the monkey it's has a Glinda, name named the... Glinda, but the person I'm playing for, his name is Rachel. So these, I picked weirdos. she had on a Comedy Film Nerd shirt, the other one had a Palm Strike shirt, and I saw a crazy, crazy monkey. So I'm going to do ventriloquism all night.
Hey, Glinda, what do you think of Philadelphia?
I think it's great.
What? That's a weird voice. Why do you sound like a Muppet?
I don't think the mic needs to go to the monkey's mouth when you do the ventriloquism.
Weird.
I don't
know. It's weird.
Yeah, that's the first step to the art of ventriloquism is the audience needs to hear both voices.
Oh, all right.
So you really have to say...
Hey, Glinda, are you a big Doug Loves Movies fan?
Shut up, shithead.
Oh, wow. Glinda, why do you sound like Sanford and Son?
Shut up, dummy.
Why do you sound like all the characters from that show, apparently?
Thank you, Preston, for holding up a microphone so we can hear. Genius. That was
to create
genius.
The illusion?
Yeah. That was good. The magic of live theater.
Shut up, dummy.
All right, you guys, let's warm up with something I like to call the new game, a.k.a. the Seth Rogen game, a.k.a. IMDb, a.k.a. Last Man Stanton. And this is the game where I get to play along. I'm a spoiler in the game. I might win. And we're going to get a name of a director or an actor or an actress with lots of credits. It has to be someone with lots of credits from an audience member. And then we're going to each take turns, starting with our honored new guest, Keith Moser. It gets to go first, naming movies that person was involved in. And if when you can't name one, you're out. And if we run out of names, the last man, Stanton, is the one who got the last one in before we ran out, which happened with the Coen brothers recently.
Wow.
Which is very exciting. Me and the panel named every Coen brothers movie. And just off the top of our heads, too, no cheating. Keep your phones in your pockets. And we need to get, who's the person in the audience that I've enjoyed? The young lady that I met on Twitter. What's your name? What's your Twitter name? K the K with underscores in there and stuff, and K the K. All right, no one's.
What are you in the Klan?
No one's. She's just two K's because she doesn't feel as strongly about it as she doesn't. She gets suffocates with a head thing on.
She's never white power, just white equality.
So could you name one of those three things, an actor, actress, or director that has a lot of films that they've done?
Bill Murray.
Bill Murray, nice.
Outstanding.
This is a great one.
Outstanding.
This is a great one. So Keith gets to pick from all the Bill Murray movies. Just name any Bill Murray movie.
Ghostbusters.
Okay, you could have taken one that was a little harder to think of. But, you know.
Get the easy ones out.
Okay, let's get the easy ones over with. Steve?
I'm not going to go easy. I'll go Razor's Edge.
Oh, nice one.
Yeah, see, that's good.
Quick Change.
Ooh. Oh, awesome film.
People love that movie. I never got into it, but I...
Hey!
What? Wah, wah!
Hey!
Cool. Hey!
You got a lot of moxie, kid!
I'm going to punch fuck you for that.
Preston and Steve in the mornings, you guys. WMMR 93.3.
WMMR, home of the punch truck.
I like that.
Rock it down, 99.3.
Your turn, Stolly.
Little Shop of Horrors. Oh, shit.
That's a good one, Little Shop of Horrors. I'll go with Ghostbusters 2.
You bastard.
Caddyshack.
Okay.
What about Bob?
Another one that people love that it's not one of my favorites, but I do appreciate anything Bill Murray does.
Stripes.
Oh, nice.
Like Stripes especially. When people start talking about, but the last part isn't as... Fuck you.
I love it all the way through. The great, what's his name, Warren?
Buffett.
Yes. The great Warren Buffett.
G. Harding.
Finance stripes.
Warren Oates.
Yeah, Warren Oates. Which was the original title of Garfunkel and Oates. It sounded too Russian. Where are we at? We at Preston?
No.
Graham.
Graham,
all the way down to Graham. What did Preston say? Stripes?
Sure, yeah, I said
okay,
stripes.
Okay.
Broken Flowers.
Ooh. That's
right, bitches.
All right, if we're going to get into that kind of shit, coffee and cigarettes.
Oh. Meatballs.
Yeah. Perfect with coffee and cigarettes. It's a big old plate of meatballs. Oh, this is intense.
Good. Zombieland.
Oh. Yeah, of
nice.
Course.
Nice.
Good movie.
One of the greatest cameos we've ever ruined right now.
Groundhog Day.
Of course.
Excellent film.
Might be my favorite Bill Murray movie, Groundhog Day.
I will go Rushmore.
Ooh, yeah. That opened a real kettle of fish, because I'm going to go with The Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou.
The Royal Tenenbaums.
Yeah, let's get them all.
Tootsie.
Ooh!
I think we're getting into a weird area here.
That's a great line.
Oh, I got a fucking good one. Oh, I'm so excited about the one I've got. Where are we at?
Me.
P.
I got it on the tip of my tongue and I can't.
What up, P?
Yo.
3 seconds. 2. 1.
I'm out.
Oh.
Sorry.
Graham?
Sorry, P.
Graham?
What's that?
Are you talking to people in the audience? What are you doing over there?
Yeah, these guys want to talk to Glinda.
Hey, how y'all doing? I know now I sound like Fat Albert. We're going to have a good time
tonight.
Okay,
quit stalling.
What's that?
What's a Bill Murray movie? 3, 2, 1. Grandma, what is out?
I just blanked. God
damn it. I'm going Mad Dog and Glory.
Wow. Oh, God damn it.
I'm going to say Lost in Translation.
Yeah, you are. Another one I like a lot.
I just saw the movie poster in my head and I blanked on the goddamn title because I was thinking of riffs for the monkey. Mm-hmm. Don't worry, Rachel. I'll focus when it counts. This is like the Harlem Globetrotters when they don't play for real. You know what I mean? I'm like, ah, ha, ha, and then they play for real.
All right.
What do you got, Steve?
I know the movie. I don't know the title.
That's not. You can't.
Let me see.
Don't say anything other than the title. All right, don't talk all right, I'm out through then. It. What's it called?
You're
out?
Yeah.
All right. I'm gonna go with. I want to do. Fuck. I know there's a few. Right. I'm not going to call 3 seconds on myself.
3, 2, 1.
Fuck, why can't I think of Moonrise Kingdom!
That's what I was trying to think of.
Wow.
Damn it, I was sitting there going, what's his name either? Movies.
But he was a voice in Fantastic Mr. Fox.
Yes, he was. What was the one with the elephant? Oh, The Man Who Knew Too Little.
Take your time.
That Darjeeling Limited cameo?
Is he in it?
Yeah. Audience saying yes.
He's got to be in it, right? And... fucking, what's the elephant one? It's something at large. Something about being large. Oh, not God. Dumbo Drop.
Dumbo Drop.
I know, it's hard to keep Dennis Leary and Bill Murray straight, but they're very similar. Do you got one more? I think I'm out.
Yeah, I don't know. Am I think, last man standing?
I think you're the winner, yeah. No, I think you win.
Awesome.
Yeah. Space Jam. He was in Space Jam.
I've never seen that.
You know what else? We forgot.
And what was the Ed elephant Wood. One called?
Ed Wood. Ed Wood is great.
Scrooge! How do we miss Scrooge?
Holy shit.
Anybody say, what about Bob?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, what about Bob got covered?
Kingpin.
Kingpin.
Jesus. This is classic.
How the fuck did we miss Kingpin?
How the fuck did they not yell that out the whole time?
Congratulations. Like, well
you,
done.
You idiots.
You guys, your heads were exploding. We're at the Buffalo Realm. That's a great one.
Yeah.
He's had a wide and illustrious career. We get it. Thank you.
Wow, that was fucking horrible.
Wow, I listened to Doug Loves Movies from Philly. It was just 40 minutes of people yelling Bill Murray titles in a very angry tone. John McCain didn't take more shit at a town meeting in Arizona than we're getting.
This is Philly.
For
this
not remembering Bill Murray
snowballs
movies.
Snowballs at Santa Claus. That's what this town is known for.
That, by the way, that is an overstated rumor. They raped him.
Take that, Santa Claus. Suck on my tasty cake, you cocksucker.
Well, that's a fun game, and that's another thing I love about that game is people writing to me on Twitter to tell me the movies that we didn't get. Like,
yeah,
you know, when you're just sitting at home thinking about it, it's a fucking different game, but it's hard to come up with that stuff fast.
It is, yeah.
Try doing it when you got a princess monkey on your lap, all right?
That sounds like some weird addiction. I've got a princess monkey on my lap.
Are you chasing the dragon? No, man. You got that princess monkey on my lap. I can't shake it, brother. I've been drinking Cosmopolitans morning, noon, and night. I guess that's what it would be, right?
Was Glinda the good monkey a princess or just a witch?
What's that?
It's Glinda the good...
No, he means, why are you talking?
Okay.
Wow. Wow.
Touché.
Shut up, dummy. Nobody's been to no Thailand at 4 a.m.
We're just having fun.
That was surgical. That was pretty impressive.
Laser. I can't even get a straw in my mouth right now. May I have another vodka and soda if the lovely folks at Helium can hook me up with that? Are you good on your drink,
I finished my Yingling.
Keith would like another Yingling that I call Yingling because I don't know how to pronounce things.
It's America's oldest beer.
Yeah, well, I had a great time out in Lehigh last night. Especially everyone laughing at me for pronouncing it Lehigh.
Yes.
Oh, Lehigh. Let's play the Leonard Maltin game.
All right.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Quit fucking around. Get to it. Let's get serious.
I always get my ass kicked in this game. I'm going to try. I'll try hard for you.
All right. Well, we'll since you said that, we'll give you a little breathing room.
All right.
And we'll start with our winner of the last game, which is Keith, and then we'll go to Graham, and then to Preston, and then to Steve.
All right.
Keith gets to pick the first category. First person to 2 points wins. Whoever you're playing for gets all that stuff. All the prizes. Let me find where we have some new categories. At Citizen Schwartz suggested it puts the motion in the casket.
It puts the motion in the casket.
And that is movies where a vampire has sex.
You know Blackula, dude.
Aw, shit.
Yeah.
No pre-guessing. Or celebrating a birthday today, the great Martin Freeman from the Office, the TV show in the British version. He's been in a ton of movies, always does a great job. So let's hear it for him. category probably won't get picked. And then at I Hear Ramona Sing suggested The Dog Father. And The Dog Father is movies that have a dyslexic character in them.
Wow.
The D-O-double-G.
I like it.
Which one of those would you like to play?
The Keith? vampire motion in the casket.
Okay.
Or whatever.
Yeah. 2 stars from Leonard for this movie that has a vampire having sex in it. The year is 2011. He says about this movie that it's slow-paced, that it's boring, and... Oh, look at that. That's a Yingling. Oh, and there's my vodka. Thank you so much. One more clue. I'll find it, I swear to you. No, that's enough.
2011, 2 stars?
Yeah, has a vampire, has sex in it, and he lists 19 names. How many names do you think you can get it in?
I'm going to go 19 names.
Keith of Bethlehem says 19 names. And thank you for wearing those swaddling clothes.
I will go 16.
16?
16 names.
Sweet 16.
Never been kissed.
I don't like Graham holding that thing. I also don't care for his name tag.
Her eyes are so scary.
You just played a game, Demi.
People don't know this, but Preston used to Steve with Jeff... Steve.
That's great.
Preston used to Steve.
Yeah.
Now, Preston used to tour with Jeff Dunham, and he was in charge of putting the mic in the face of the puppet.
It's a skill.
How many names can you get in, Preston?
I'm going to say 12.
All right, Big P.
I'll say 10.
Steve says 10. This is a competitive bunch.
9.
No, you're going to need to bid. You can't say no in German.
9.
Nice.
Oh, you changed it?
What?
He went from 9 to 11?
No. Nueve.
No, he had 10.
Oh, it's 9.
Yeah, we're down to 9. Yeah, 9.
Oh, it's 9.
Nueve means 9.
In English, goddammit! None of this foreigner bullshit.
He didn't say... he said nueve, not 11-0.
Well, I think you're going to need to name that movie, all young right. man.
He gets 9 names?
Yeah, out of 19. He's got a lot of work.
No, he's going to know it.
No, he's not.
I just have to say one thing. I'm a stickler for exact titles. And your 9 names.
That's a good hint. Thank you.
I'm not such an idiot now, am I?
Oh, you're right.
That's not why you did that. Now, the 9 names are Jamie Campbell Bauer. That's one name, not 3. Michael Welch, Boo Boo Stewart.
Boo Boo!
Boo Boo! Because when people are watching the movie, they're like, let's boo boo. Julia Jones, Gil Birmingham, the great Gil Birmingham. Christian Carango.
Wow.
So we still got 3 more names, dude. Sarah Clark, Anna Kendrick, and Michael Sheen. The movie is called...
Oh, 2011.
Wow.
I'm going to go Anna Kendrick.
You can do it.
Fuck, I hate these books so much. All right, The Twilight Saga, : Shit. I'm gonna go New Moon.
Dude, I thought you had it. I really did.
I don't think they were calling him Twilight Saga yet at New Moon. I think it was just New Twilight New Moon.
Yeah.
But that's neither here nor there. This one was called Breaking Dawn Part 1.
See, I was between
the
two.
And it's the one, where Edward and Bella get their fuck on. That's like...
Yeah. I forgot the category.
That's where they make that freak wolf baby.
So Glinda the Good Monkey is on the board.
Boom!
So I guess I'm not such an idiot with the nine names. Little fucking mumbly from Beth Laham. That's right.
Graham Elwood, the angriest winner.
It's the puppet.
It's between him and
puppet.
Sam.
The puppet's angry. Yeah. I'm happy.
It's like Trilogy of Terror with the puppet.
It is. Glinda, why are you so angry?
Shut up, man. Get another point.
Oh, stop being so mean.
All right, so since Graham got the point and he was the one that did the challenging, we're going to start with Preston and then go to Graham.
All right.
So, Steve, you still get a little more breathing room.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're going to come out smelling like a rose.
Yeah. It's the idea.
Pick a category, Preston. At XX Goots, G-O-O-T-S, and then another XX...
What?
Really shouldn't be submitting categories. Should be working on that Twitter handle. But Goots suggested the Liberty Bell, and since we're in Philadelphia, and that's movies where someone does crack.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
And at the Robert Main, M-A-I-N, the Robert Main, he suggested stuff before that have gotten on the show, and this time... is another good one. He suggested, "Shut the fuck up, Donnie," and that's movies where Steve Buscemi dies.
I gotta go with the Liberty Bell, man.
You get a third choice.
Oh, I get a third choice.
Yeah.
All right, bring it up.
Your third choice. You'll probably still go with Liberty Bell, but your third choice is The Spectacular Now. And that's movies that are in theaters now that got better than 80% on Rotten Tomatoes. Yeah. Yeah. Well, that is new. Newish. We've done it once, I think.
No, I got to go with the Liberty Bell. Where
all right, Liberty Bell.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Got to go Philly.
You know where your bell is buttered. Would you like a movie that has someone, at least one person, maybe there's a whole like a football field of people doing it, but there's crack is consumed in a movie from either 1992... 2004 or 2011?
92.
That is an interesting pick. Usually people don't go that way. Two stars. 1992. Leonard says about this movie that it has a cameo by Jesus in it. And he calls it pretentious. And, I mean, I guess that would have gone hand in hand with the cameo by Jesus.
Jesus, yeah.
And he also calls it over the top. And he lists a whopping six names. How many names do you think you can get it in? This movie where someone does crack does not necessarily take place in Philadelphia.
Well, I got to go with six names.
Yeah, take them all.
Six names.
Graham?
No yelling out, please, sir. I will go...
Sounds like he's just trying to pay his bill.
I will... With movie titles?
Yeah, he asked for some quick change.
Shut up. Doug Benson, ladies and gentlemen. I will go four names.
Oh, my! What do you think of that, Keith?
I'm thinking he might not be able to do it, but if he does, he wins the game.
Oh, yeah.
Big gamble, Chief.
Yeah, so if I were you, I'd just go ahead and bid lower.
Maybe I don't know it. Maybe I'm weak.
That monkey is so scary.
Maybe I wanted to say five, but I said the wrong number. Oh,
shit. You have established yourself to be that big of an idiot.
I'm very stupid. Yeah. I'm wearing women's underwear. I wrote Zach on the CD you won in Bethlehem. Even though you're like, hey, Keith. I'm like, hey, you got it, Zach.
No, I got an idea. Three names.
Yeah! Way to go, Zach. Zach is back. And now, finally,
the attack.
Steve Morrison gets to play.
I'll say name that movie.
Yeah, there you go.
Nice.
Smart. You get three names, dude. You think you have an idea what it is.
No, I just didn't want Graham to get the point.
Oh, okay, good.
See, that's the strategy I've
That's what
about.
I would have done.
That's what I keep fucking up.
Two stars. Somebody does crack. It's over the top. It's a couple other things.
Jesus.
Jesus has a cameo. And your three names are Leonard Thomas, Paul Calderon, and Victor Argo, who has often been told to go fuck himself. So yeah, I don't know how helpful those three names are, but if you name a movie from around 92 that had crack in it, then you might be in business.
So many options to choose from. There were a lot of crack films in 92. I don't even know any movie that has crack in it. I'll say Reality Bites. I think that's early 9.
They were... Yeah,
remember when they were smoking crack?
It's interesting you say that. It's because behind the scenes they were. Yeah.
I'm hoping
Ben Stiller has said that he was on crack the entire time. They're actually remaking it now. They're in negotiations to remake it.
They're making it into a TV series.
Oh, is that what? Yeah, it's going to be a TV show. Yeah, Ben Stiller's going to produce it or executive produce it. He'll come by every once in a while and go, that looks good.
Can I take a stab at it? Since he got it wrong?
Yeah, I have a feeling.
Oh, you think he got it wrong?
Yeah, I think he did.
You're right.
Is it New Jack City?
No, it isn't. Oh.
Jesus isn't in that. Yeah. I was going to say Superstar.
Oh, what's that?
Because Will Ferrell plays Jesus in it. Was that 2000?
That's much later.
Yeah, there's probably no crack in that.
Is it
either.
Colors?
We can stop guessing.
Yeah.
We got a game to finish.
Yeah.
The movie's called Bad Lieutenant.
Oh.
No colon.
Yeah, no colon. Harvey Keitel. Port of Call, New Orleans, or any of that nonsense. It's just straight up Bad Lieutenant. I guess I should have given a more giveaway clue, like this movie features somebody masturbating in front of a nun. who's just sitting in a car minding her business. Pulls her over and jerks off. Okay, so that means that what just happened? Preston?
Steve got the point.
Oh, Steve got a point.
How about that?
Yeah, Steve.
How about it? Steve got the point.
I'm learning.
Yeah.
Nice.
Once he finally got in the game, he took it down. And so that means that since he challenged you, then we're going to start with Preston and then Steve. Go to Steve. Yeah.
Okay.
So Preston gets to pick between a really fun category we do sometimes called asparagus pee. Since you're holding a big pee, that's a good time to do it, I think. And that's where, if you pick this category, I read the entire review, and everybody pretty much knows what the movie is if they're not Pete Holmes. And then, although actually recently there was another movie where I thought everyone should know what it was, and John Hamm and Sam Levine didn't even know what it was. So, sometimes I get it wrong. But in this case, I think you guys will know what it is. And then it just becomes a game of negative names, how many names you think you can name from the movie. Or at Sardonic Brian suggested Asparagus Pete. And that's movies that have actors from The Devil Wears Prada. Which was the film that Pete did not recognize after it was described in its entirety. And your third choice, suggested by All Wasted Hours, is The Artist, and that's movies about painters. And you can imagine how exciting the answer could be to that one. I've never stood up and cheered at a movie about a painter.
I'm going to go with Asparagus Pete.
Okay.
I'm going to go with the one... what was that about again?
These are actors from...
Oh, Devil Wears Prada.
It's got an actor from Devil Wears Prada in it, which, you know, of course, starred Emily Blunt and Stanley Tucci.
Uh-huh.
Yep, those were the only two.
Those are my favorites.
Adrian Grenier.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, of course. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Well, maybe the answer is Entourage the movie.
Yeah.
But anyway, Anne Hathaway, Meryl Streep, you know the drill. And this particular movie got 3 stars from Leonard. It's from 2008. He calls it cheerful. And he also says that this movie has 4 or 5 finales. But then he admits after an ellipsis that they're all fun. It's got 4 or 5 fun finales in it, if you like F words. And he lists 8 names.
Wow.
How many names can you get it in?
What year was that
Preston
again?
Preston Elliott. The year is 2008.
All right. I'll start with eight names then.
You're the best player this game has ever seen. Because you don't let your ego get in the way. You don't let pride get in the way. You're just like, I'll fucking take all the names. So then we go to Steve.
Name that movie.
You learned how to play the game.
Wow!
I finally got it.
Oh, there's going to be some bad blood tomorrow morning, you guys, on 93.3.
Gunfight at 6 a.m. Is that when you start? 6 a.m.?
Stevie might have just taken this, taken the win here.
Now, he's good. He's good.
No. I am.
Somebody doesn't think he's good.
Hey, Graham, little side bet? You don't think he's going to get it with eight names?
I don't think he's going to get it with that. I mean, he's a self-admitted, like, he doesn't know that much about movies.
Right.
And he does, though.
And he knows him. Like, Steve knows his...
I got $5 on Steve.
All right.
Okay, that's a bet.
You're matching it?
Yeah.
All right.
Match bet.
Do you have it on you? Because I do not trust you.
Well, I'm going to need to borrow it. Like,
I might not see you again.
Yeah. Yeah, I've got the money.
Next Saturday, we're going to be in St. Louis. Sunday, we'll be in Milwaukee.
Yeah, I don't know if I'll have it then either.
No, you better pay up. I'm not even going to give you the clues again. That's how confident I am that I just won $5 from Graham.
Here's the money.
No rumbling in the audience. Oh, here it is. Put it on the table.
Money plays.
Your eight names are Christine Baranski, Amanda Seyfried, Dominic Cooper, Julie Waters, Stellan Skarsgård, Colin Firth, Pierce Brosnan, and Meryl Streep. And the movie is called...
Wait a minute. You rattled those off a little fast, Doug. Hang on a second.
Give them time to process it.
2008.
Colin Firth, Pierce Brosnan, and Meryl Streep. Give him more.
Give him all
the names over again. Stellan Skarsgård, Julie Waters, Dominic Cooper, Amanda Seyfried.
Yeah, I got the names. I'm just trying to think.
Christine Baranski.
What the clue was.
Read the clues again.
It has four or five finales, and they're all fun, and it's cheerful, and it's from 2008. 3 stars.
Fuck. Yeah, I know, all right? I know.
I wish that Leonard Maltin called a movie called Fuck Cheerful.
Rachel, I tried so hard for you.
Come get your stupid money, Graham.
I'm thinking it's a musical. Am I right about that?
Well, musicals are fun.
All right, hold on. God, you guys are going to kill me. Wait, yes, I know. It's that fucking ABBA movie. Oh. Hold on. Hang on. You're distracting me.
Let him think. Quiet.
All right. God, it's a
shame
title.
You don't play any ABBA on WMMR.
It's a title one of their songs. It's not Waterloo. It's...
Come get your money, girl.
Because all I'm hearing right now is Waterloo.
It's called Mamma Mia. Mamma Mia.
Almost had it.
So close. Congratulations, Graham.
Rachel, I'll give you this $5.
Sorry, Pat.
And that means Steve is our winner.
Thank you. Thank you so much. So it's really not about movie knowledge. It's about being an asshole.
Yeah. Believe me, I'm on 12 Grits of Christmas 2 times in a row for being a fucking asshole.
Yeah, just pass it. Don't get yourself in that position.
That's right.
To do it. But giving him all the names, that's ballsy.
I can't believe Leonard Maltin gave that 3 stars, though.
What should he have given it? Like a fucking
it's kind of a piece
middle
of shit.
Finger?
Right, yeah. Yeah.
Should he give it a picture of cats fucking?
Yeah. Yeah, I like that.
I don't know what that means. I'm too drunk. It's a good thing this is over. But congratulations.
Thank you.
Is that the first time you've won?
That is
won
the first
before?
Time I've ever won.
Yeah, there you go.
Hey, come on now.
Thank you. And I didn't want to say this at the beginning, but there's a little boy in the hospital who asked me to win tonight. He might have passed already, but I hope he got to.
Well, maybe you'll bury him in those prizes that your contestant won. Yeah.
Do you have a? Let's give the prizes to Blackula.
Yes. There we go.
Do you want the shitheads?
All, everything. Yeah.
Yeah. You get everything except for Romeo and Juliet. I apologize. There you go. Congratulations.
Come on, big winner.
I mean, do you want the Romeo and Juliet thing? Do you care? She kind of wants it. You can have it.
Cramps.
I feel bad.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wait. You got to get the panties.
No, that she doesn't want. That she's good with you hanging on to those. Dude, if you take those off, the Eagles might not win tomorrow night.
Who's booing me taking them off?
Because it's men taking off their underwear is never sexy.
I know, it's caught on my shoe. There's nothing good about it. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Toss it to her. Oh, yeah.
I'm a reverse Tom Jones.
She's totally inhaling it right now. She's totally...
That's right. Smells like fucking gluten-free palm strikes.
Graham, I know you have to run out to the merch table because you've got Comedy Film Nerds books and Palm Strike shirts.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'll be out there.
For anybody that wants them. Does this have a shithead on the back
of it?
Yes,
it does.
Oh, I feel weird just touching it.
Wow.
What a weird thing.
Hey, stop kissing. Oh, stop kissing me, you rat with it. Oh, now I got marijuana all up in my grill. I've been violated by a dummy stoner.
Nice mic work, Keith.
I try. Graham Elwood, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you so much, Philadelphia. You guys are great.
I got the shithead that was on a post-it on the back. Does yours have a shithead on it?
I don't think so, no. I didn't see anything. Kat, you got a shithead? Come up here.
Yeah, we need your shithead, Kat.
Anything you want.
No, you don't yell it.
It's a secret that's going to be revealed in a minute, but...
it's a secret for the next...
But we could still... You've heard the show, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm sorry!
Here, let it through there, you guys, if you can. Oh, yeah, just write it on there. Just scribble it on there. Oh, look at that guy, front row pen master. While she's doing that, Preston, does your pee have a shithead on the back?
Yes.
Don't say it out loud.
Don't say it. Just pass it down.
It reads. Oh, I give it to you.
Yep, yeah, sorry. Yeah.
But there's a little note ahead of time for a contestant.
Oh yeah, they explain it to you. People are very good about that. Oh, okay. Interesting one. And all right. She put a smiley face after it.
It's a pleasant shithead.
I'm going to say smiley face after I say it. Preston and Steve, besides WMMR here in Philadelphia and a podcast that people can listen to, anything else pressing that you want to plug or talk
about? Well, we have the Daily Rush now. There's a video that is up every day. We're putting together, potentially over the long run, a half-hour TV show that's a best of the segments we do during the week. But you can check everything out on PrestonSteve.com. And the streaming, the podcast, anything else I'm missing?
Yeah.
Oh, it's tomorrow. We're doing the Battle of the Counties.
Yeah. Delco versus Bucksco. So a couple of passionate counties in the Philadelphia region.
Are they still yelling out Bill Murray movies?
Yeah.
That's Osmosis Jones.
Oh my God! Yeah.
I'm going to be kicking myself for weeks over random. What was the one where you just played president? What's his name? Hyde Park. Hyde Park on Hudson. That's why I can't remember it, because it's like the title is boring.
Yeah.
And you go see the movie and it's confirmed.
Makes Gosford Park look like Ray Redemption, right?
Oh, I thought of another fucking one. Get Low.
Oh, yeah.
This is a crazy game, you guys. I can't wait to play it again. And you've got your improv, long-form improv troupe in Bethlehem.
Yeah, if you're in the Lehigh Valley, Lehigh.
Lehigh.
Next Tuesday and Wednesday night, I think the 17th, 18th, we've got some shows. Check us out on Facebook and Twitter, 4 a.m. in Thailand.
Go see Keith Moser do long-form improv, you guys.
Thank you. Do you want your Linda back?
Yeah, get that thing back to her.
Yeah, I don't want to take this home with me at all. This is scary as fuck.
And you never let me down, Philadelphia. I'll come back next year. And one more time for all of my guests. Graham Elwood out in the lobby. Preston and Steve. Keith Moser. And as always, Elvira Gulch is a shithead.
Isn't that, that's like the name of the witch in Wizard of Oz, maybe? Yeah, she's a shithead. That goes without saying, though. Professional wrestler Triple H is a shithead.
And Michael Vick smiley face is a shithead.
The world is viewing Towers makes it foggy. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug loves